Hello, Namaste, Salam Alaikum, Sasrikal. Welcome back to another session with your Vaashef at Varewa.com. Today I'm going to make a samosa. What is very much available in Hyderabad, we call it Irani samosa. These samosas are made with a roti, with a stuffing of onions, and slightly different from the regular samosas you get anywhere else in the world. And the people who have eaten this will vouch that these are one of the delicious samosas they have ever eaten. To make the dough, add 1 cup of wheat flour and 1 cup of all-purpose flour. 1 tablespoon of oil. Add salt. Add water to make a soft dough. Now, just knead it a little bit. Make sure that the dough is soft because we're going to make a very thin chapati out of this. Let this dough rest for at least 15 minutes, after which we're going to roll it. Now, let's make the stuffing for these samosas. For that, we're going to use a lot of onions and the same quantity of pressed rice, what we call atkulu. This is nothing but poha. Just mix these onions with poha. What this poha does is, you know, when you fry these samosas, this onions oozes out a little bit of moisture and this poha absorbs all that. Add chili powder, cumin powder, chopped green chilies, coriander, and a little bit of chaat masala. You can also substitute chaat masala with little bit of lemon juice also, depending on what kind of flavor you like. And then just mix all this. You know, after a while, this will look a little bit different. A lot of people cook onions to add as a stuffing. You don't need to do it. Mix this poha and you will have a perfect onion Irani samosas. Just sprinkle a little bit of flour. You know, I have let this dough rest for 15-20 minutes. It is very important that you rest the dough, because when you add maida to this dough, you will not be able to roll it easily if you use a fresh dough. Just like a rumali roti, make this chapatis and slightly heat it on one side and then just heat the other side. Do not let it cook, do not let it color or anything. This is kind of making your samosa sheets. Just cut them into thin sheets like this and you can make samosas with this. Here I've got maida and water I mixed. I made a paste that I'm going to use it to make this samosas. Take a sheet, take a little bit of this mixture, apply this maida mixture on one side. Then just how you make this samosas into triangles. So make into a cone. Put this onion and poha mixture inside this. Then press the mixture, then apply a little bit more of this maida mixture on it and then seal it off. This is slightly bigger than the samosas what we get. Okay, I'm going to make them a little bit smaller next. As I told you earlier, just apply a little bit of maida, make into cones and then stick them back. Just put it in a medium hot oil. Do not fry it in a very hot oil. You want them to color slowly. Make sure you cook them on a slow flame. Otherwise, they will get, you know, dark patches. When you cook it on a slow flame, you will get this very even coloring. Unlike samosas, these samosas will get little more color, and that's when these taste really good. Usually, when we eat these samosas, at least you eat half a dozen. That's when you feel as if you've eaten the samosas for the evening. Make 6 per person when you make these onion samosas. When you buy these onion samosas in the market, you will see them as if they look a little bit oily. That's because they double fry these onion samosas. You can do the same thing. Fry these onion samosas for the first time till you get half the color. Remove it off. After 5 minutes, fry them again till you get the full color. That way you will make sure that the onions inside are very well cooked and you will get a crispy texture on the outside. Look at the color of these samosas. These samosas are one of the secretly guarded Hyderabadi samosas. A lot of people don't know how to make this. Today I've revealed the secret for you all. Make it and trust me, your kids will go crazy about these samosas. Eating these crispy samosas with little soft onion inside is really, really awesome. Dear friends, I hope you have enjoyed to learn how to make these onion samosas with your Vaashef at Varewa.com. But remember, Vareva is all about inspiring others to cook. So please post your recipes at Varewa.com so others can benefit from your great cooking. Thank you.